It's 18 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock this afternoon in Radio Cape Pulpit World and Radio Pulpit World all around the globe. And I have the pleasure to introduce to you this afternoon a wonderful lady by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, Mrs. South Africa's semi-finalist. Mrs. South Africa's semi-finalist, Marion Peak, also cancer survivor and mom of hundreds, all the way from East London in Eastern Cape. Marion, good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Such a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for taking time and speaking to us on Spectrum. Always great hearing these wonderful testimonies. Marion, tell us all, how's the weather down your side in East London this afternoon?
Very gloomy, very rainy, but we bless the rain. We're very grateful for it.
Praise the Lord. Marion, I quote you when you said, "I want to use my scars as a testimony of God's grace and that He alone has the final say."
Yes.
What did you mean by that?
I'm a cancer survivor. So 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with triple positive breast cancer receptor. So it's hormone based. And I had to undergo a double mastectomy. So a double mastectomy means you are chested, and those scars remind me every single day of the grace that God had for me, because He had a purpose, and I'm hoping to live out my purpose before He calls me home. So I'm going to embrace my scars for His glory.
Marion, so many women going through the same situation worldwide of a double mastectomy, asking the question... And I'm asking these questions with much respect to you, to answer them, to encourage other women who are going through the same situation. Perhaps you are asking the question after the double mastectomy: am I still a woman? Am I still worthy? Am I still beautiful for my husband? Can it lead to depression, or what happened with you? Did you ask these questions?
Definitely. I still do. My faith is tested every single day, and that is just the reality of life. I have the amazing privilege of being with a man that is honestly God-fearing, so I have massive support, but you can still have the most amazing support and still feel so insecure and feel so alone. And it does, 99% of cancer survivors or cancer patients end up with anxiety and depression, because the fear, just the fear in the word cancer, can make your whole body hair just stand up. And I just want to encourage everybody out there that is facing this to seek the Lord, because there is peace and His comfort in His name, and that is where I reside in every single day. Just being able to wake up in the morning and just breathe, that is grace already. So I'm very grateful to be here, and I'm grateful that I can still live out this testimony, and I hope and encourage as many women out there to rise up. Do not let anything defeat you. So, yeah.
Marion, did you experience, it's very common that patients, not only in breast cancer situations, but other medical situations as well, it could lead to deep depression or even gaining weight, etc. What was your situation?
Yes. So my cancer is hormone-based, as most breast cancer patients are. And with that, with treatment, you have hormone therapy. So you gain so much weight, and I gained an incredible amount. I weighed 104 kgs about a year and a half ago, and that made me even more depressed. It made me feel as if I was unworthy. It made me feel so uncomfortable, so insecure. The depression and anxiety just increased, and I just didn't even want to eat, because I felt I was just going to get more bigger, over and above the fact that people start watching you. Anxiety just fuels everything in your body, and you gain so much weight. I have a lot of cancer survivors and cancer patients as friends, And they always ask, what did I do different? So a year and a half ago, I decided that I've had enough. I've had enough of depression. I've had enough of anxiety. I've had enough of every single thing. I'm going to step into my ministry, and I'm going to step into the favor of God. Because whatever Satan tries to destroy you with, God uses for his glory. And I had to seek that glory in what I was being dealt with. So a year and a half ago, I decided that I was going to make a lifestyle change. And I lost to date 42 kgs. I actually weigh 63 this morning. Actually indulging a piece of pizza this afternoon. I felt quite chuffed about it. But I've lost 42 kgs in 1 year, using absolutely nothing, just going back to Adam and Eve days, eating fruits and vegetables, alkalining my body, working out, and it is absolutely possible as long as you just have the right mindset and you go for it. So last year, halfway through, I set a goal for myself, being inspired by a lot of women. There was actually two women in East London that was running for Mrs. South Africa as well. And I felt like if I could achieve what I set my mind to, I needed to be bold and do something out of my comfort zone. And that is exactly what I did. When I reached 40 kgs down, I entered Mrs. South Africa. And that is a massive leap of faith with no breast as a woman.
Marion, you are talking about facing the world as a woman, and I say it in respect, with no breasts after your mastectomy, double mastectomy. How do you handle, to give other women perhaps facing an operation in the coming few days or weeks, what could you tell them very practically? How do you handle your body as a child of God, as a woman made to his image, and there you stand after the shower in the morning, you have to get dressed. Give women some hope in practical ways.
Yeah, I always say to myself every single morning when facing the mirror, and that is the most challenging moment every single morning, and it doesn't change. But you need to have faith in yourself, and you need to be able to identify yourself as an image created through Jesus Christ. He doesn't make mistakes. So embrace your scars. And that is, and I focus so much on that, because through my scars, I have restored so many other people, and that is God. That is all God. So whatever life deals you, see glory in it. Do not look down on yourself, ever. When I had the double mastectomy, I was so conscious of not having my prosthetic breast on, because I've always felt people were looking at me. It is fine, because the minute someone asks you about it, that is an opportunity for you to minister and to win a soul for Jesus. So I feel quite happy when someone actually asks me what is going on, what is happening with the chest. So I've sort of made it in a way that it's empowered me. It has. There's so much I want to say, and I want to say it so beautifully as I possibly can, because it's such a heart-wrenching emotion of what I went through for the last 2 years. And what I faced, and I know a lot of women is facing this right now, you actually feel so worthless that you actually feel that you can no longer just live. You actually feel as if you could say, Lord, just take me. And that is what I went through. And that is not the way to go, because our time is not God's time. Are you still there?
Yeah. We're listening in anticipation and praising the Lord for the brave spirit, Marion, that he has given you by the resurrection power of Christ Jesus. You entered Miss South Africa competition. Tell us all about it.
Oh, perfect. I think I'm having signal problems on the farm. I'll just move a little bit. My apologies.
That's okay.
I entered Miss South Africa last year in December. And in January, we got notification that I made semi-finalists. So with the semi-finalists, my vision, if I can say, when I do win, I envision using my ministry, using my testimony to empower women, because that is what Mrs. South Africa and Miss South Africa is two different type of genres. So Mrs. South Africa focuses on family, a woman empowerment, PR vehicle, and inspiration. So that is what I'm wanting to use as a platform to use and minister to as many women and empower as many girls, because I have 26 girls in my house. And just in the last 2 months of being on this journey, they have felt so empowered to actually step out of their comfort zones, doing sports, doing modeling competitions. If that can be ignited in my house, how much more of a ripple effect with Jesus would it be in South Africa?
Amen to that. Now tell us about those 26 different hugs, kisses and joys and talks in your own house. Why 26?
Yes, so 3 years ago when I was diagnosed with the cancer, I was on the red devil chemo, meaning I couldn't do much of my ministry work, which is community-based. So I was a bedridden quite a bit, and I just felt as if I needed to do something to give glory to God. I was still alive. Despite the circumstances, I was still alive, and that just needed praise. So I phoned social services, and I asked them if there's any kids in need. I am at home. I'm not doing anything. I have so much love. I have so much compassion. Give me some kids so I can just love on them while I'm at home. It's been 2 years, 2.5 years of doing that, and the number has just grown. We have homed over 280 children in our home. We currently expecting another baby girl being born in the next 3 weeks. So the 26 hugs will be 27 hugs in the next 3 weeks, which we are quite excited about. But we serve as a place of safety. So we take kids that is unstable in the sense of they are suicidal, they have anxiety, depression, rejection. So we use the ministry of Jesus, our testimonies, me and my husband, because we do it full time. We've both been through a lot, and just with our experiences and the mercy of Jesus, we have been able to do what we are doing, and just using it as a ministry to just empower as many females, as many girls, and as many babies, rescuing them.
What a testimony all the way from East London in the Eastern Cape. Marion Peake, may the Lord God Almighty bless you. May the Lord God Almighty keep you, and may this coming Passover and Easter weekend with the Resurrection Sunday, may it be your blessed day and weekend with all 26, with your husband as well.
Thank you so much.
God bless to you, and I want to play you a song. It's a prayer. And it's Carmen, the late Carmen, singing this prayer. And we dedicated you to you, Marion Peake. God bless to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Be blessed.